Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is David Linden.
I'm here.
We're having an absolutely wonderful conversation with Sally Ann Marchese and Karen Blank and Mike Hampton in reference to, we're talking a little bit about a walk, but we're talking more specifically about the effect of Alzheimer's on a family.
Yes.
And that's multiplied by thousands and thousands of families. And I'm just going to read a quote from Rosalind Carter. There are four kinds of people in this world. Those who have been caregivers, those who are currently caregivers, those who will be caregivers, and those who will need caregivers.
Absolutely.
And it sums it all up.
Yes, it does.
To close your eyes and turn your back on this disease or in any situation, not this particular one, it's going to affect you someday.
Yes, absolutely.
And in my mind, and I'm not saying you're doing this so that your kids do it for you.
No.
You're that kind of person. By teaching them that love, they're going to do it. They're going to do it for a stray puppy on the street.
Right.
And that's the thing, that even for your mother, what a gift that is for her. Because it's so sad, you know, with Mike in the nursing home, I'm sure there's people that you realize that they're alone.
Yes.
Nobody's coming by to visit. Yeah. They're just thrown in there like in a kennel.
Yes, very sad.
Yeah, somebody once referred to Alzheimer's as the long goodbye.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Sally's dad has it for 10 years now, so people could have it up to 20 years. I mean, it really, and there's different stages, and it is very trying on the families. That's why we really want to express that there are resources available.
800-272-3900. You have to, you know, you take the number. You have to be willing to talk to somebody. You have to share and ask a question, because all too often, again, we talked about it briefly, you know, years later, somebody dies, and all of a sudden you say, we could have had that, we could have done this. I do want to touch upon something you said at the break, which is very natural, is your mom.
Yes.
And if she goes out on a Saturday, if she goes with the ladies to someplace,
she feels guilty.
Exactly, I'm sure.
And so majority of the time she won't go.
Right.
And that's another problem when you're a caregiver, because you do have that guilt of, I shouldn't have any enjoyment because he's not able to enjoy it with me, or I can't, I should have some sort of enjoyment with him. So, for example, that memory cafe is a good thing because they share that together, and she's having a good time, he's having a good time, so that it's less guilt there. But I have said those things to her 100 times, like, Mom, you need to care for yourself, because I know how important it is for you to care for Daddy.
Right.
But if you get sick, then what? You're not good for anyone. So it's really, you really have to take care of yourself as well. And I think that the things that the association offers, like that helpline, is a wonderful thing. Because any question you have, it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't have to be for emotional support, which it absolutely can be.
Right, of course.
But it can be, hi, I live in this neighborhood. What kind of resources do you have for me? Is there anything I could do? Or my loved one is doing this and I don't know how to handle it. And they could tell you and guide you to places. And, you know, a lot of things is like elder care planning. Mm-hmm. You know, you need attorneys. You may need to think what happens 2 years, 5 years, 10 years from now. A lot of the time when you're in the middle of it, you don't think about those things. And I also, to tell you, I'm so involved. I do advocacy work for the Alzheimer's Association now. And, you know, what we just had a bill passed that we're going to have doctors sit with patients and have planning done for... I'm sorry?
That can be billed to Medicare. So here's the thing. You get a diagnosis of Alzheimer's. The doctor says to you, there's no cure. There's no medication, really, that's going to take it. You know, goodbye. You know, there's nothing they could do for you. So now this new act is going to help. Doctors can actually bill to, Medicare and give resources available. Like, you know, if they could at least give the helpline information or other resources that families have somewhere to turn to, because they're left feeling, you know, totally alone and you know, no clue what to do. The other thing I just want to mention quickly, too, the helpline is a nationwide helpline.
Okay.
So if you have parents that live in Florida, you can call and get information there. And it is offered in over 70 languages as well.
Oh, wow.
So you can call and...
That number, again, is 800-272-3900 or call 311. Because any number that gives out on this radio, then we have the number.
Oh, sure.
So if somebody says, I know the ladies were on... I don't remember that. You call 311, you just say, listen,
right.
There was an Alzheimer's discussion,
right.
And we'll pass the number on to everybody.
Right. I think that the Alzheimer's Association does so much more than, you know, support in each individual community throughout the nation, which is huge. The research that they do, you know, there's a goal for a large advancement or, you know, God willing, some sort of a cure or route to a cure by 2025.
Okay.
And that would be a wonderful thing. It's very big now, you know, speaking at the Hill and in Congress. And everyone they realize it because it's the sixth leading cause of death. And they actually believe that it's possibly higher than that. Because a lot of the times when people pass away, it's always a secondary you know, oh, they died of a heart attack, or they died of, you know, diabetes, or they died of whatever that is, and they label it like that instead of it was actually Alzheimer's, and they didn't take their medications, they didn't do certain things that caused them to die. So it could be the cause of death from Alzheimer's could be actually higher than the sixth leading cause.
Right.
So it's very prevalent. The baby boomers are all coming of age. I think it's going to hit, you know, the population. It's going to increase over time, the number of people that are suffering from the disease and the people that are caring for these people and the effect that it has on the economy, because it takes a lot as a caregiver to be there for them.
Just that number you had given out before. In 2016, it will cost the United States $236 billion. Some of it's actual money and some of it's loss of money.
Yes.
So, I mean, you're not getting paid. So,
right.
Therefore, if you could be doing something else, that all gets calculated in. And that number is anticipated to be $1 trillion in 2050.
Right.
That's just staggering.
I have a question. The audience listening to this program, you're telling them about the Alzheimer's walk.
Yes.
What ways can they help by participating in the walk? What would they be contributing? Can people make money donations if
absolutely.
They don't feel like work?
Sure.
Tell us a little bit about how.
Well, when you go onto the website, I'll repeat it again, www.alz.org/Long Island, and you can put your zip code in and you'll find the walk on Long Island. And you can make your own team. It could be a virtual thing. So if they cannot physically attend the walk, they don't need to necessarily, but they can make a team and fundraise in any way that they would like.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, and the Alzheimer's Association actually has a 30-day turnaround of money received put into research. So within 30 days, they already start funding research. And to me, I'd be quite honest, research is huge for me. I want to find the cure.
Sure.
I'm hoping that if I can't, my thing is always, if I can't save myself, at least I'll save my children. I don't know if I could save my dad at this point, but I'm certainly going to try for myself and definitely for my kids.
That honestly, it's just amazing that your attitude is what helps these not-for-profits expand.
Absolutely.
Because certain people get paid, and that's fine. You have to have people that run a place. But in order to really make the public aware, you need voices like yours.
Oh, thank
and
you.
Sally speaks a lot at our different events, and I think she's lived it, and she can really talk to a lot of people in the audience and moves a lot of people to get involved. And if we had more Sallys in the world.
that's interesting. If somebody called up and said, with our organization, we'd like to find out more about Alzheimer's and the Alzheimer's Association. Can you provide a speaker for an event?
Absolutely. We have speakers all over Long Island. Our chapter service is Nassau and Suffolk County. So we have a whole program staff and volunteers. Actually, that's another way. If people want to get involved, they can be a volunteer, and we have a training program either to be a speaker and go out and give some of the programming that we do. We do lots of free programming. What are the basics? The number one question I think people get you know, A is, well, it's two. What's a normal part of aging? Is memory loss a normal part of aging? Mm-hmm. Is Alzheimer's? It is not. And what's the difference between Alzheimer's and dementia? I think that's the big question.
Right, right.
And what I say is, if you think of dementia as an umbrella and the different spokes or types of dementia, Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia. Most people have that. So there's other types. There's Lewy body, which is a Parkinson's-related dementia. So there are different types, but that's the big question. And a lot of times people come to our programs and kind of feel, you know, over years, you know there's a problem. So we always say, if you think there's a problem, get help now, because the sooner you get help, the more, you know, the better it is. There's a lot of resources.
Or there may not be a problem.
Right.
And they'll get reassurance.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Something that tends, you know, you have cholesterol because you're eating cheese and, you know, different things like that, high blood pressure for salt. Is there something that's Alzheimer's related that say, wait a minute, you know, nothing?
Not really. Okay. You know, the only thing, there is a familial type of Alzheimer's, which less than 1% of those diagnosed with Alzheimer's have. So if anybody saw the movie Still Alice, she had that. We have a family. The husband was diagnosed at 38 and passed away at 43 with Alzheimer's. It's a very rare form.
Oh, okay.
And that's if you have that in your family, and you can get tested and would know if you have it or not. But otherwise, we have...
Otherwise, just the luck of the draw, so to speak.
Unfortunately.
You're getting it and somebody else doesn't.
Unfortunately, okay. Yes.
Right.
That part is just, you know, it's amazing. Calling your number, 1-800-272-3900. And I said these are all trained people. Mm-hmm. When would you recommend a person call you? Because I don't want to insult you. I don't mean you. I'm looking at you. Yes. I don't want to say, oh, I think my wife is starting to go, but now she's going to be cranky if I make that phone call. You know what I'm trying to say?
I don't think there's any wrong time to make that call.
Right.
If you have any question, even if you, maybe you don't think, or maybe you think it's like, the, maybe you're wrong. It doesn't make a difference.
You want to be wrong, hopefully.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And you have a question, at least they'll guide you to where you should go to find out, you know, do they truly have this? Are they on the road to this? What kind of dementia do they have?
And get tested.
And they'll get tested, and that's a great thing. There's you don't get in trouble for calling. No one is. It's
anytime, it's free. And the other thing is, I think what happens is families wait until there's a crisis. Mom or dad fell, they broke their hip.
You're in denial,
and
you
then
don't want to face it.
At that point, you're in a crisis mode where your loved one's in the hospital, you have to find, they cannot be left alone at this point, and then what do you do? So if you feel like there's an inkling something might be amiss, call the number, get resources to find out. It's better to have the information, you know, knowledge is power. So I think the earlier you get help, if there is a need for help, the better, because we have so many families that are in a crisis, and then their finances aren't set up, that mom and dad could lose the house.
No, they're planning, you know, it's a, it's a, mm-hmm.
It must be terribly difficult if one spouse is wondering about the other spouse, how do they go about doing it?
No, I agree. That's, you know,
it's a hard call to make, because you don't want to believe it could be happening. But like I said, there are a lot of resources out there, and if you can get the help early, it will help the journey so much better.
Bottom line, what Sally and Karen are bringing to our attention is, take the first step.
Take the first
step.
Don't
sit back and say, I should have. You know, there are people out there that can help you.
And come to the walk. There's lots of resources
walk
if you don't want to call.
9/17, and we'll bring it up for the next couple of weeks prior to the walk. We're basically out of time. I want to thank Sally, Karen, and Mike for coming here, for sharing the story.
Thank you.
I bless you so much. You're a wonderful woman, and I hope things go well.
You're listening
to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.